Hey there. Welcome once again to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It's Thursday, November the 19th, and I'm so glad that you're able to stop by. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about peace. You know, we live in a world that when we look around us, we definitely see a lack of peace. Wouldn't you agree? We see a lot of hatred. We see a lot of division. We see a lot of people at one another's throat, people accusing each other of all kinds of different things. A lot of anger. A lot of anger. I mean, that's certainly not a stretch to say it's not a peaceful time right now. And when we look at each of our lives, we look internally as well, many of us know what it's like to not be at peace. Again, would you agree? We have our moments when everything feels peaceful, but there's a lot of junk going on right now that can take away our peace. So I was at Mass this morning and listening to the gospel, and I think this gives us a good springboard, today's gospel, a message from Jesus, to focus on for the remainder of the program. How do we get peace? What can we do to bring about peace? And you know, there's no doubt we can't control the behavior of other people. And sometimes we lash out at others and tell them what they should say or what they should not say. And as a result, we create more turmoil instead of peace. So what can we each do to bring about peace? Well, I want to talk about that on the program today. Maybe I also want to spend a few minutes talking about something that we've been discussing over the past couple of days, something that I will be discussing in greater depth on Relevant Radio tomorrow, on Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and that's the idea of getting prepared for Advent. Get ready to get ready. Advent's the time to get ready. Well, what can we do? What can we do to change our lives or to make this our best Advent ever, to make this the most fruitful Advent we have ever experienced? And I think a little preparation goes a long way. And we did talk about this already, but I might just follow up a little bit just to make sure we're all getting excited. This Sunday is the Solemnity of Christ the King. This is the finale. This is the last Sunday in ordinary time. The following Sunday after this Sunday will be Advent. It'll be the first Sunday of Advent. And I'll tell you, what I've noticed, you may have noticed this too, is Advent goes quick. It moves a lot faster than Lent, probably because there's not typically, you don't typically associate Advent with giving something up. So it's not as painful. Plus, we're rushing around and getting things done for the Christmas season. And Advent just, It goes by in the blink of an eye sometimes, and if we're not ready, if we don't have a plan, we're not going to get anything. We're not going to benefit from the season. So, I thought it's important, and that's what I'm going to talk about on Relevant tomorrow. Getting ready to get ready, and one of the things I'm going to suggest is something that I've talked about on the show. Is that the idea of looking at the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the various fruits of the Spirit. That love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And for each one of those fruits, look and see, am I producing this fruit in my life? Now, it comes about through the work of the Holy Spirit, but am I blocking the Holy Spirit? It's teamwork. It's me and the Holy Spirit working together. Are these fruits being produced in my life? If not, I got to make some changes. So what I suggested and what I'll mention on Relevant tomorrow is to pick one of those areas, one of those fruits that needs work, you know, rather than say, I'm just going to work on them all, because then it turns out that not a lot gets done. If you have too broad of a goal, not a lot, generally you fall short of the mark. But if you pick one area and say, I'm going to concentrate on this one area during the Advent season, the odds are better that you'll be successful. So that's a preview of what I'll be discussing on Relevant Radio tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on the Morning Air Show. But and if you can get a chance to tune in, please do so. I'd love to have you listen. And then, God willing, I'll be back on the air tomorrow with Following the Truth for the usual broadcast. So settle in and let's get ready to talk about this, what we can do to bring about peace in the world and in our lives. And right now, let's do what I like to do at the beginning of every show. Let's turn to our Father in heaven and let's pray. Would you please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Hey, Father, it's us again. Great to be back with you. Father, we thank you for bringing us to this point in time. The fact that we are alive right now is proof of your care for us. Every breath that we take, every beat of our heart, it's all willed by you, Father. It would not happen without your help, without your approval. Father, thank you for placing us on the earth at this particular point in history. It's a challenging time to be alive, so you must have a lot of confidence in our ability to do something for your kingdom. We don't want to let you down, Father, and we ask for your grace to be poured into our hearts so that we can accomplish good work for the kingdom, so that we can bear good fruit with our lives. Father, we lift up to you all of our intentions, knowing that you hear us, knowing that you can handle anything that we send your way. You are all-powerful, so any problem we present to you is not even a challenge for you. Help us to be patient as we await the resolution to whatever problem we're facing this day. We know you'll handle it in the best way possible. When we're supposed to do something to fix our problem, please let us know. And when we're supposed to back off and let you take over, please let us know that as well. Father, I ask that you use us as your instruments today. We're in the world right now. We're here temporarily on this earth, and we know that we are here, or you have us here, to do as much good as possible in the time we're on earth. So please use us to help bring about a greater awareness of your presence and a greater awareness of your kingdom. Father, I ask you for a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit today. Please send forth your Spirit to give me the words for this show and also to open the hearts, all of our hearts and minds, to be receptive to your message that will be going forth proclaimed through my lips for the remainder of this program. Father, we ask these things in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. If you're a new listener, welcome. It's great to have you here. We do this program every Monday through Friday. It's 30 minutes a day. Don't forget, if you don't know about it, to check out my weekly podcast, which is called The Gary Zimek Show. That's going to be dropping tomorrow on Friday, sometime mid-morning. Between mid-morning and noon Eastern time, the Gary Zimek Show podcast is available at all of your regular podcast outlets, so you can get it where you get this podcast. It's 30 minutes also, just like this show, but it focuses on the Sunday Mass readings. A little bit of a different approach or a different subject matter. I hope you'll check it out. I think you'll like it. If you like this show, you'll like that one. If you don't like this show, I guess you wouldn't be listening. So I always say that. You know, I always say to you, I hope you like the program, but I figured out if you're listening, you probably do like the show. Okay, I have to take a sip of my water. My throat feels a little scratchy as I'm speaking. It's cold here in New Jersey today. It's a chilly day, but it is November. It's mid-November, actually past mid-November, so you would expect some cool days. I understand. The word on the street, it's going to get warm over the weekend in the 60s. That's what I hear. We'll see if that holds out. I'm fine with that. I am totally fine with that. I hope you are experiencing nice weather wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. And I hope you're ready to get started. Quick note, if you want to find out more about my work, please check out my website, followingthetruth.com. While you're there, sign up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It doesn't cost you anything. All you need to do is supply your email address, and you're going to get an email from yours truly once each day. Now, in fact, today's email ties in with the subject matter for today's program. It doesn't always, but today they do match. It really depends where I feel the Spirit's leading me. This show gives me a chance to elaborate a little bit more on the email that I send out each day. But the goal of the email, the goal of this show, is to lift your spirits, to give you hope, and to draw you closer to Jesus Christ. I mean, that's, and when you draw closer to Jesus, you are going to have more hope, because everything proclaimed by Jesus, even when it's harsh, it's really good news. It's all the good news. The good news is that Christ loves you. He came to earth to redeem you, to die on the cross for your sins. When he rose from the dead, he opened up the gates of heaven. And you and me, even though we're sinners, we can now live forever with him in heaven once our life on earth is over. I hope you realize what a great privilege that is, what good news that is. I mean, that is absolutely good news. And that's why I do this show. That's why I write my books. That's why I do my daily email devotional. I want to help you. I mean, too many people are depressed. They're sad. They're hopeless right now. And they just need to know how much Christ can help them. He's helped me tremendously. My story is well documented. I'm somebody who struggled with anxiety and hopelessness for much of my life. Everything looked dark to me. But once I met Jesus, and I mean met him for real, and began to walk with him, and eventually turned my life over to him, surrendered to him, all of a sudden, things changed. And I'm peaceful now. And I just want to share that with you. I want to share that good news with you. He could do the same thing for you. So the place to go to find out about my work is followingthetruth.com. And if you have any questions about what I do or this program, anything we talk about, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Alrighty, so today's gospel, this is the gospel from today's daily mass. It's a good one. There are some good messages here. It is a it's kind of a tough one. Here's what you need to remember. This gospel today is taking place as Jesus is drawing near Jerusalem to give up his life. So he's getting close to the point where he's going to be dying on the cross. So he's ramping up his message. He's making sure that he leaves some words that may be tough, but that convey this sense of urgency. And as we've talked on the show, as the church year draws to a close, the church wants us to remember that this life is temporary and that the next life, wherever that may be, you know, hopefully heaven, but it's not a guarantee. It's not a slam dunk. Hopefully, we're going to make it to heaven, where we'll live in total happiness forever. And to do that, you know, I've said this before, don't freak out about it. Follow Jesus, obey his commandments, and when you mess up, say you're sorry. Now, as Catholics, you may not be Catholic when you listen to this, if you're listening to the program, but as Catholics, we believe we do that in a formal way, through the sacrament of reconciliation or confession. But if you're not Catholic and you're listening to this program, I'm sure you know the importance of saying you're sorry, of repenting. When you sin, tell God you're sorry. And that, as long as you do that, as long as you try your best and depend on the grace that he gives you, you're going to make it to heaven. So it's not like some forces beyond your control are going to overtake your body and make you bad so that you end up in hell. If you desire to get to heaven and you give it your best shot, you're going to get there. But it's not automatic. The church teaches people do go to hell. But nobody gets sent there against their will. We go to hell because we want nothing to do with God and his commandments in this life. I mean, that's simply said. If anybody ends up in hell, it's because they willed it. You know, at some point in time, they said, my will is more important than God's will, and I don't really want anything to do with God in this life. And then it is possible that they end up in hell. So, you know, I just got to put that out there because I want to make that clear. Because I'm giving you all good news here. But along with that good news and contained in that good news is the reality of the fact that there is a hell and there is a heaven. We want to make sure we get to heaven. So just keep following Jesus. He's going to lead you there. Follow Jesus. Follow what he teaches through his words in scripture and what he teaches through his church. And as long as you do that, you're going to be fine. And I hope, God willing, as they say, to see you in heaven one day, because I hope to make it there myself. So anyway, as the church here draws to a close, the message of the church is, wake up, stay awake, be ready, because the Lord's coming. At some point in time, you know, during the Advent season, we anticipate this coming of the Lord. The second coming, right? The second coming, the end of time, when he'll come again in glory. But also the fact that we will meet him and be judged when we die. So therefore, we want to be ready because, why? Because we don't know when we will die. So we want to be ready to meet him. And we, you know, you certainly don't want to wait to the last minute and say, I'm just going to do whatever I want, not follow the Lord's commands. And then whenever I die, when I feel like I'm nearing the end of my life, then I'll start being good. Well, that's a pretty selfish and foolish attitude. And that's why we have to be reminded of this. So the point is, a lot of these readings you're going to be hearing toward the end of the church year, they're going to be strong. Because as people with a fallen human nature, we can be a little lax and we can tend to get lukewarm, take our foot off the gas pedal a little bit, put our car in cruise control, right? And kind of really just coast. We don't want to coast. In the Christian life, we do not want to coast. Each day means something. God expects us to do something. Okay, back to the gospel. So today's gospel is from Luke chapter 19. Verses 41 through 44. It's only a few verses, not a very long gospel. And this takes place as Jesus is drawing near Jerusalem. And remember, I said at the start of the show, this is the message here that I'm going to focus on today is, how do we find peace? Or how do we make this world a more peaceful place? As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it. Now, I'm just going to stop there and want you to just think about that for a minute. Jesus was God. He was divine, right? But he voluntarily lowered himself, because it took a lot of humility to do this. And he came to earth being born as a small child. And he allowed himself to not only be fully God, but also to become fully man. So because he was a human as well as God, he allowed himself to feel human emotions. So like you and I, he experienced the same emotions that we experienced. One of them is he was sad. He was moved with pity for the city of Jerusalem, and he wept over it. He cared. See, it hurt him when he saw what he saw. And he said, if this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. And when I heard this today, when I heard this proclaimed at Mass, I thought, here's Jesus weeping over the city, saying to his followers, if this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. And I pictured Jesus looking at the current state of the United States, looking at the state of the world. Now, obviously, the world has the same division and hatred, but since I live in the United States, I'm more familiar with what's going on in the United States. And I see unbelievable division. I see hatred. I see all kinds of animosity. I see people attacking one another. I see name calling. I see belittling. I see humiliation. Sometimes in the name of religion. You know, I see Catholics attacking Protestants for their beliefs. And I mean, not just debating, not just discussing, but attacking. I see Protestants attacking Catholics. I've been on the receiving end of some of those attacks, where I tried to have a discussion about Jesus and the Bible with somebody, and they just didn't want anything to do with the fact that they just wanted to show me why it was wrong that I was Catholic. I mean, it got a little nasty. And that's why I don't go out of my way to engage in those arguments unless I can help it, because it could get nasty. I mean, you can keep it civil to a point, but once you realize that somebody's not listening and they don't want any part of what you have to say, and they're just going to keep ignoring the facts, then I don't think that's a productive discussion. I prefer to just work with somebody and say, let's find some common ground. Let's find some common ground and work to advance the kingdom in any way we can. So Catholics attacking Protestants, Protestants attacking Catholics, Catholics attacking Catholics. That's another one. You're too liberal. You're too conservative. You're wrong. You're wrong. You know, and that really does a lot of damage. Democrats and Republicans at one another's throat. People, sometimes I even see restaurant reviews. Somebody starts talking about a restaurant or they got bad service there and they start bashing the restaurant. Then somebody else comes in and they start bashing the person. And then, it's unbelievable the profanity that sometimes occurs on Facebook when it starts out as a review of a restaurant, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, these people are really mad. There's something's wrong here. But, and then we see violence and rioting, and then we see terrorism. You know, terrorism kind of is downplayed a little bit now because of the pandemic, but terrorism still exists. So the bottom line is there's division in the world, and the world is not at peace. And this grieves Jesus because he wants us to have his peace. He wants us to be at peace. And Jesus goes on in this gospel to say, for the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. Pretty nasty language there. And, you know, we've talked about this before. Sometimes Jesus speaks in a way that is designed to get the attention of his listeners. Sometimes it's shocking what he has to say. And generally speaking, it works. But the point I want to really focus on is that peace, that idea of what do we do to bring about peace? And honestly, I've said it before, but I just feel it's my role to keep reminding you of this, and honestly to remind myself of this too, that peace begins with me and you. You know, we can look at people and point fingers as to they need to change the way they talk, they need to do this, they need to do that, they need to be more loving, they need to they need to do all kinds of different things, but ultimately, the only behavior that I can control is my own behavior. So what am I doing to bring about peace in the world? Or to bring about peace in my family, in among my friends on Facebook, at my workplace, at school, wherever I am, at my church, what am I doing to bring about peace? And I would just say that this is not overly complicated. This is absolutely not overly complicated. But sometimes it's not easy to put into practice. Just be kind to people and say something kind to somebody today. Or how about this? Avoid saying that nasty thing that you want to say. And I go back to social media a lot because that's where it is just unbelievable how this nastiness comes about. Just either be kind to somebody on social media or in person. Or maybe, how about being positive? Instead of doom and gloom and negativity, say something positive. You know, you could say to somebody today, it's a beautiful day out. Look at that beautiful sky. Or you can offer to pray for someone. Or you can compliment them. Or you can just smile at them. This sharing the good news, this spreading the kingdom, this bringing peace into the world, it doesn't have to be complicated. And I think the more we complicate it, the more off track we get. All we need to do is love God and love people. There's a contemporary Christian song out by Michael W. Smith and Danny Gokey right now that says just that message, love God and love people. That's what we are called to do every day. Are you loving God? Are you loving people? And if you are, you're doing exactly what God wants you to do with your life. It doesn't necessarily need to be anything huge. It doesn't need to be something very glitzy or glamorous. Just love God. Say your prayers. Read your scripture. And go to church. And love people. Be kind to those around you. It really will change the world if we all start to do that. So, I mean, that honestly, that image of Jesus grieving, of weeping, because the people are not at peace, that really bugged me. And I don't want to do anything to make that worse for him. Because remember, he has feelings. He can feel things. So why don't we go out today and try to make some kind of a difference for the good of the kingdom? All right? Doesn't have to be that complicated. All right, I am looking at my timer, and I think it's time for me to get on out of here. Don't forget, first of all, thank you for hanging out with me for 30 minutes today. I look forward to being back with you tomorrow. And by the way, I think we're going to do something a little special for Advent as we get into it. I think I want to work with you on Advent. We'll walk through the season of Advent together, so I hope you'll join me for that. I have no idea what the heck I'm doing yet, but the Holy Spirit will give me something to do. Thanks for hanging out with me. Don't forget Relevant Radio tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. You can catch me on Morning Air with John Harper. I hope if you get a chance, you'll be able to tune in to the program. And if not, and even if you do, I hope to be back here tomorrow afternoon or whenever you listen to the program. That's when I'm going to put the podcast up. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Talk to you next time.